Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. How are we doing this beautiful evening here in the North Georgia Mountains? This is Patty Peaceful and
Pink.
How are we doing, guys? I am so, so stoked that the universe allowed you to come in.
Yes, yes.
Miss Pink has been sick for the last couple of days. She's been down and out, headaches and nausea. But guess what? The universe did not
stop me from being here.
That's right. That's right. So, today.
Forgiveness.
Yeah. What is forgiveness? How do we even go about forgiveness and stuff? I mean, I was always taught, you know, you forgive and you forget and you move forward. Well, you know what? There's actually a process that we have to go through,
and it's not a quick process.
It isn't. And I apologize if my voice is all like, bleh. I've been weed eating and stuff for the last couple days. But, yeah, forgiveness, it's a process, and it's a process with, you know, there's, and in those steps, you know, I've learned actually first, I had to learn unconditional love and what that was. And that's what we were talking about last week. And all of this all kind of coexists and mingles, and
because without forgiveness, you have love.
Exactly. Did you hear that, people? You cannot have forgiveness without love. I mean, I know on my spiritual journey and stuff, I've had to learn that I had to forgive myself, and that was, like, extremely important. But what did I have to forgive myself from? I mean, if we don't forgive ourselves, we don't realize how bad that we're actually hurting ourselves. Did you know that? I mean,
oh yeah, it can make you physically.
It physically makes you sick, and by refusing to give forgiveness, did you know that? By refusing to give forgiveness of yourself, of the hurt that others have put on us.
It's not the hurt others put on us, it's the hurt you have.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. We allow others to resonate in our souls, to hurt our souls. We allow people, and they're like, oh, well, how can you allow? Well, the very first time somebody wrongs you or hurts you, you stand up and say, hey, Whoa, no, you hurt my feelings. And they'd be like, well, no, you don't feel for me, you don't think for me, you don't speak for me, and that's what a lot of us don't realize and stuff. On your journeys of life and all that, each one of us are different individuals, but are we? If we are all of this universe, and I know I'll hack this up, and if Isaac is listening, I apologize, and call in Isaac, we summon Isaac. But think about this, forgiveness. If we are all of this universe, okay, I can't be listening to me.
Sorry.
So if we are all of the universe, right, so we smell, we taste, we hurt, we love. Aren't we all one? And when I say that, like one with ourselves. And so once we start to learn that we allow others into our sacred spaces, and when I say sacred spaces, a lot of us, the hurt and the resentment we hold on to, okay, the chair is like, we don't need this. All right, and I got sidetracked. But one of the most important things that we can share and the most intimate things that we can share is our souls. Do you understand that, folks? Do you understand that when we're going on a spiritual journey, our souls are every being. It's sacred. So think about this. The next time you're deciding to just go and do some random, and you know what I'm speaking of, remember, you're giving your soul to somebody. If you're really on a spiritual journey, wow. You're giving a piece of you to somebody. So are you just wanting to continuously just give that away? No. I don't.
I definitely don't.
You know, and a big thing is that we'll punish ourselves by denying ourselves good things in life. Do you hear that? We deny ourselves from having a good life when we sit and hold on to resentment.
Yeah, because we always think that next person is not going, it's going to be just like the person before you and hurt you.
Right.
Whether it be in a friendship or a relationship or anything like that, like forgiveness, it becomes a prison.
It does. And that's in some of my notes that I made today, you know, we are denying ourselves. The less we give because we hold on to the wreckage of past, we hold on to, you know, Jack hurt me, and I didn't speak up, but now I've let that sit, and I fetched, oh my God, I bit my mouth. Woo-hoo!
We are live, guys.
I don't make that up. I mean, so if there is a Jack out there, I'm sorry. I mean, it was not intended towards you. I just know a lot of people, and I don't personally know a Jack. And now I forgot where I was going. Okay, so when we hold on to all of the stuff and we're not learning forgive, you know, we stop ourselves. We limit ourselves from receiving.
Yes.
And when we stop limiting ourselves, then we stop, if we're limiting ourselves from receiving, can you imagine? Now we're stopping ourselves from giving. So it's a give and take. So if you're going to hold on to yesterday, still, we can't change that. We can't control that. What I can do is I can reprogram my mind this morning and say, okay, well, yesterday this happened. If it happens again today, I can go, hey, not happening. You know, you hurt me yesterday, and I forgive you for that because I recognize that I need to set some healthy boundaries. Not I'm forgiving, it's just a word. And that's the one thing. Let me say something. There is a difference between saying, I'm sorry, and I forgive you.
Oh, yeah.
Or will you accept my forgiveness? In action, folks, volume. Do you understand? It's the major volume. Action. Everybody can, and I actually was speaking to somebody today, and they said, I can say to you, I would not hurt you. Been told that so many times. That was very profound. So if you're watching or you happen to listen, I want to thank you for that because you are the first individual that has ever came to me, be it a friend, an intimate partner, whatever. You are the first person that spoke your truth. You're the first person that says, I will not tell you that I will not hurt you.
And that opens it up for so much. I'll try not to. But don't hold me up here because I have flaws.
We're human.
And I may lower my vibration that day, and I may hurt you. But we can walk through that together when we both acknowledge that. That is what I took from that little comment. And I was like, wow, I want that person in my life. I want that person to be my friend.
Yeah. Because we're human. Everybody's gonna hurt you in one way or another. That's because we all set expectations. And nobody's ever going to meet everything.
No, absolutely not. And people, that is one thing I keep saying is stop putting labels. Yes, I'm clapping at you. If you're watching live, go to, or if you're listening, you can see us live on Facebook at Peace Time with Patty Peaceful and Pink, or you can call in to 515-605-9823, and you can listen in, or you're more than welcome to get on and speak with us. And let's hear, what is your journey? What are you holding on to that you may need some help? You know, what is it something that you possibly could be holding on to that you would just like some advice or guidance, maybe Pink or myself? Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. You know, we're live and being on the podcast, we can't turn our cell phones off and stuff. So you'll hear dings. You'll hear maybe our phones go off, possibly a lower in the sound on Blog Talk Radio, which that's what I use, Freedomizer Radio, blogtalkradio.com.
Have somebody calling in.
We have somebody, and I think I know who this is.
Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to... Peace Time with
hello.
Patty Peaceful and Pink. Hello, hello,
hello.
Who is this? Is this beautiful Jazzy?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, beautiful?
I am well. How are you, ladies?
We are great. We are doing wonderful. So, being that this is one of your many little things that you picked out for this topic, why don't you tell us about your little forgiveness, and are you able to forgive some stuff, and how are you working through it? Go.
Okay. So forgiveness is really hard, obviously, for a lot of people, and myself included. But
yes.
I chose a long time ago to forgive someone in my life that I, at the time, didn't believe that he deserved my forgiveness. But now I believe that it was the best thing for me to do for myself to move on, because it was just holding me back from my growth and going forward in life. So,
right.
That's one of the many people, you know.
Right. And then have you noticed, like, as when we start to, like, forgive others and ourselves, like, have you found, like, you actually, like, have a freedom? Like, you feel like the shackles have been released?
Oh, my God, yes, 100%. 100%, because holding on to all that anger and resentment, it just made me feel heavy and made me feel down, and that person wasn't even concerned in the slightest bit. So what was the purpose of me holding on to all that anger for nothing, you know, when he's fine?
And that's what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, we're going to hold on to, you know, that anger, that resentment, that rage, whatever,
And 9 times out of 10, those people from our past, they're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, the people that hurt us deeply aren't even a part of our life anymore.
Right. And that until they, you know, but in all, also, though, people, when they start to do their spiritual growth, and if they're a decent human and want to change, that will actually disturb their soul, because I've noticed there has been, you know, people I've encountered or, like, have resurfaced from my past, and I've been like, oh, I wronged you. They're like, what? Or vice versa. And I'm like, huh? And it's just, it was just a really nice thing just to clear that air and move forward. Yeah. And also,
absolutely.
You know, each time we forgive, it paves the path for the next time that we need to forgive. You know, because as we're practicing, you know, courage and patience and letting our higher power into the process of forgiving, it becomes like we're exercising our muscles. And that muscle we're exercising is our heart, our mind, I mean, everything in our body. And it makes us grow stronger and stronger. So, yeah, go ahead. She's about to die over here. She's like, nah.
It creates the essence of forgiveness is the ability to be resilient when things don't go the way.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And like I tell people, you know, we put all these labels on folks. So say, for instance, you got husband, wife, brother, sister, mother, father. So when, what? A husband is supposed to be your primary breadwinner, supposed to take care of la la la, the father, da 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 da, right? So if one of those falls short, the husband loses the job, the father leaves the family, you know, now, oh, we're crushed, our world. Right, we're humans, we're flawed. We are going to fail people every single day. But
that's right.
When we learn the essence, like you said, the essence, you know, just stop putting people on pedestals and stop making this illusion. I made a note here, and, you know, it says, when we forgive others, there is a freedom where we are no longer shackled by our own anger. It moves us from our selfish illusion to a beautiful reality. Wow.
That's deep.
Because I wake up every morning, and I wake up and I jump up out of the bed and I'm happy and I'm like going outside. I do my morning hikes. I do my morning meditation. And I'm letting that, like, if anybody's watching or listening, you know, let that shit go. Let it go. Let it go, because it will set you free. My stomach has not hurt in over a week. Kay Christie told me, once I learn to cut those ties, that power that I'm harnessing, that I've let everybody else take, and I just keep pulling. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll see I'm going to do a cord cutting. I am cutting, and anybody that right now that is listening, we are going to get our power back right now, because it is so. We seek it. So I am reaching out, and I'm just getting that. I'm taking that power back from anybody and everybody that I've allowed to get it. We're taking our power back.
You cannot have it.
Say whatever you need to say. I don't care. You know, you're not having it. It is mine. You took it. You did not appreciate it. I'm cut. No longer can have it. It is mine. It is yours, Jasmine. It is whoever. This is our power. We are taking it back. And
you know why?
The cord is cut.
Because when we don't forgive, they control our power.
Exactly. So whoever needed that, and that is listening to the show now or listening to the show later,
or you see the video, this is for you. You are taking back your power today. It is no longer resonating with whom you handed that control of your power over. You bring it back. You breathe it in. You breathe out. Breathe it in. I love myself. Breathe out. My body is at home. My body is my home. And tell yourself you are loved. I forgive you. I am healed. I am worthy. I am worthy of love from others. Others are worthy of my love when they resonate to my vibration. See, people, we're so quick to give away our sacred soul, our energy, our love. Why? For somebody to throw it away? Look, we're going to get hurt. We're going to fall in love so many times. You're lucky. You are lucky if you find that one love and you have them your whole life. Because guess what? When they're dead, that relationship's over. So you better hold on to that one person, that person that brings you the other half of you. I don't even know how to explain it because I haven't had it yet. So when I do get it, I'm going to share that with y'all. So if you have that, tell me, what is that? Is it a drive that that person, you want to become so loving and submissive? Because that's what I thought it was with Michael.
That's not it. You feel like it's...
Because you and Adam,
they're your equals. Like,
that is what Isaac has said, and we were just talking about that today. They become your equals.
He isn't better than me, and I'm not any better than him.
Well, you in here on the conversation.
I love
okay, so those that are listening in and watching or will listen, Isaac is a good, loving soul that I talk to quite often that I met months upon months upon months ago. I can't even tell you when. And I spoke to him today, and he is just, he told me that I met him when he just had started his journey and that his mind is being blown by the people that are gravitating and elevating and lifting him up. So good things are happening with Isaac. And he's like, it's just a mirror image, Patty. Like, he is my teacher. And, like, I just get rambling, y'all, but
forgiveness is kindness.
Yeah, it does. Because I wake up, I'm happy every morning. I'm happy when I go to sleep because at the end of the day, I love me. I'm in love with myself. I'm my best friend. If you watch me on TikTok, you'll see I'm crazy. I do all kinds of videos.
Even post them on Facebook, so I'm sure y'all see them.
But they mute some of the songs. So, yeah, you can't hear it. There is a gnat in here, and I am absolutely going to get it. So if you are a spiritual-minded person and then you're learning you're learning ways of forgiving, you know, this will enhance your experiences with your spiritual practices and with your higher power. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I know that because my mind, and I am just like, I feel like I'm on fire. I feel like some days I need to run around outside screaming, love, one love. And I went to Ace Hardware to get some True Seal, and the girl said, we just absolutely love it when you're outside because you are just, they said, we pulling up the popcorn. Because we rather watch you acting goofy and being you and enjoying life than some of these, sorry fellers, some of you perverted little old men that go over to Ace Hardware. So it made me feel good. Because, see, I'm
always dancing around.
I always dance. I wish I could dance. I think I can dance. White girl cannot dance.
I cannot. So, Jazzy, what are you doing right now, boo?
I am wrapping up work.
Right on, right on. Well, we'll let you go unless you want to hang on. I know you're busy with your career, and then you got to commute home and take care of the soon-to-be husband. Yeah, okay, so when is this wedding going to, like, what's going
girl,
on here, sister?
Girl, we have to find a date.
So okay,
it's
so
in the works, I'm just saying. I have
works.
To get a
what
date.
The don't pick
I
that
know.
Date. Look, okay, this is what you're going to do. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Linda, listen. I'm clapping at you. You're going to go
okay.
home. You and Mike, you're going to put all these different dates in a hat, dates that you are okay with, or put it in, whatever, a fishbowl, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna get in there, swish it around, and pick it out, and that's your date.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I like that idea.
That's why you love me.
That's why I love you. You have a good show, lady.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, babe. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
See, folks. Call us. Get on air. Tell your story. Be goofy with us. This is what it's here for. This is a podcast for not just our voices to be heard as we're learning and going through our journey.
We want other people's opinions.
Yes.
I mean,
is any of this stuff that we speak about, is it helping you?
Give us some advice.
You're
always open to learning something new.
Always. I mean, forever in a day, I always, always, always like to learn new things. And I wanted to share this. Isaac said, has anybody seen that, like, the newest Mary Magdalene movie? I think it was, like, out in 2016, he said. I'm going to have to look that up. He said, I really like it. Because, you know, anybody that knows, like, Mary Magdalene in the Bible and stuff, you know, they were about she's a whore, she's this, she's that. And in all actuality, they lied about that because the Pope came out and said, like, no, she was treated as an equal. Uh-huh. She was a prophet. And that movie really gets into that. So I wrote that down. You know, and also, I had made some notes here about some of the steps of forgiving ourselves. Is a lot of it is like writing stuff down, you know, and you have to first start by writing stuff down like, hey, I forgive Jane. For, like, whatever it is, and write that down. And then what you need to do is in that, okay, I forgive Jane for doing this. Now I want you to look at it. Why did Jane do it? What was your part in that? See? Because a lot of times when people hurt us, what is our part in that? Maybe I misunderstood what somebody was saying. But I text. People. A lot of people text me, message me, and reach out to me, and sometimes I will insert my foot straight up my butt or in my mouth because they may have said something, and I took it the wrong way, and that's why I hate texting. Like, look, just FaceTime me. If I don't accept it, that's because I can't do it right then. I hate, or call me on the phone. I mean, we've gotten now that that's just the way of life is text. Text, text, text. And how many of us have gotten into some unnecessary argument or anything
text
like
text
that
the wrong thing.
Because you thought maybe they were going to be able
text,
to.
Guys.
Yeah, don't talk in text. I do that, and it's like massacre. I'm the worst, yeah. You got to know me to then try to figure out
what she said.
Yeah. So when you're writing stuff down, what was your part in that? Because I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out that you played a big part in that. And so in doing that, I just had a brain fart. I apologize, y'all. I'm, like, reading over some of my notes and stuff. When doing that, like, what are some of those feelings that were brought up? Were they unhappy feelings that immediately come back to mind of what Jane did? You know, you might want to write down some of, okay, well, what did Jane do to me? Well, was it resentment, anger, and so on? So a lot of it is, what I can say is journaling. A lot of stuff is journaling and just getting this stuff out and going. We got to get into our inner cores, because when people wrong us or anything, it really hurts us to our deep core. Because I know when somebody hurts me, it will, like, literally make me so nauseated. All of a sudden now I have all these stomach issues, so on and so forth. And so that's where I'm starting to set my healthy boundaries, going through, taking inventory of Patty's life and going, okay, like you said earlier, preparing myself for my next relationship, be it intimate relationships with, you know, a partner, be it relationships with friends, business relationships, whatever it is, how can I go into that relationship? Well, you know what? How I can go into a healthy relationship is always going into it with love. Always going into it with love. I don't care if you say, well, I just met this person. No. People, there's a difference about being in love and love. Okay? I love everybody. The strangers that walk down the street. Somebody I make eye contact with in a car or at the grocery store. I love all humanity.
It works. That's the problem with the world. A lot of people don't. And a lot of people are like, well, how do you love like that? They've gave you no reason not to.
Right. Just because Jane wronged Jack, that doesn't make it right for me now to hate Jane or Jack.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have nothing to do with me. Now, do I have compassion for them? Oh, yes. Will I try to advise if I can relate to that situation? But I'm not going to push that on them at all, or any of my beliefs, because at the end of the day, I think for me, I feel for me. Yeah, sometimes, excuse me, we need to be jerked around and realigned and balanced. But at the end of the day, I know it's best for me.
And nobody else does.
No, they don't. I mean,
what's good for me may not be good for you.
Exactly. But we can always have experiences and take our notes and share them and all of that. But I wanted to share with some of you, I do all kinds of different meditations, read all different kind of books, and this one is Patricia Lynn Riley. I promised myself, and this was given to me from a friend, and I just absolutely love it. And I came in here, and it was like, some of us, and it was funny that I actually said about being grounded. I wanted to read this out of this book. It says about your body grounds you. Did you know that? Your body grounds you. For those that don't understand what that means, I'm going to read this. As we move through meditation, we'll say this meditation. So if you can meditate right now and you're at home and you're not driving a vehicle or you're not at work or however you're listening to us, why don't you take the chance to maybe do this little meditation and stuff, and I'll actually do it too. So, as we move through this meditation, imagine the person or a situation that is most likely to draw you away from your center. Okay? So just imagine somebody or something that's constantly pulling your center from you. Like, it could be a spouse, it could be a child, whatever. Just think of that just pulling. Situation is most likely drawing you away from your center. Imagine being pulled from the right to the left. Actually, what I was just doing. Stand and imagine that you are in a moist forest. So I'm going to stand, if y'all are watching on live. I think this is going to help some of us right now. So I apologize for the background sound and all that. So we're going to stand and imagine that you're in a moist forest, okay?
Not hard for either one of us to imagine.
No, we stay in the forest. So anybody that watches our videos or on Facebook, you're going to see that. Okay,
we're always in the woods.
So you're in the forest, all right? Take a few deep breaths in. Let it out. Okay. As you're taking those breaths in, I want you to imagine that you have roots like the trees that are surrounding you. So breathe in. Imagine you're that tree. As you breathe out, feel that breath going down your legs and your toes. Spread your toes as they're the roots of the tree going into the earth. Can you feel that? So as you're doing that, I want you now, however you feel, I already did this earlier, and that's why I feel so energetic and stuff, because I was like the swaying dude out in the, or the tree yelling, you know.
It's stormy here.
It's stormy, so I just, you know, the little thing that says, I'm open, come back. Okay, so imagine you're rooted. Okay, so now just start swaying your arms back and forth.
Yeah.
Just like the storm, I'm trying not to. So I'm a sideways tree. She's the other half of my tree. Okay. We're that bee, that twin tree. Okay. So just do that.
As I'm doing this, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm making sure no one's calling in.
So as you're swaying, you want to notice the nourishment that the earth, Mother Nature, all of that is giving your roots. How far are your roots down there? Mine are deep. As you imagine, the breath is rising from the riches of the earth and beneath into the cool, moist air around you. I want you to say right now, say in your heart, my body grounds me. Exhale. I come home to my body. Inhale. My body grinds me. My body grinds me. I'm sorry, y'all. My body grounds me. My body is home. And if you want to sway, sway. You feel like your knees have to bend. I mean, I feel great. So those are just little affirmations, folks, that you can tell yourself. Just think. And if you cannot get up and all you can do is sit, maybe you can't
sway.
Be a bush. I mean, did not Moses talk to the burning bush? That's what they say. So be a bush. Be a shrub.
Be a blade of grass.
Yeah, just be that. If you can't even, just... My body grounds me. My body is home. When we start telling that to ourselves, people. So, if you start telling yourself, I was not a good parent. I forgive myself. I was not a good wife. I forgive myself. I wasn't a good daughter. I wasn't a good father. Whatever it is, forgive yourself, folks. Because as we forgive, we're learning. It's a learning experience. And each and every day, keep yourself open to receive those many blessings. If somebody comes to you, they come to you for a reason. Accept those gifts. If it's a gift of wisdom, to whatever, accept that. So the gift for you is the acceptance of forgiveness. My friends, as you start to forgive yourself of things of yesterday, you're going to start to see your life turning around. You're going to start feeling better.
You're going to be happier.
You're going to be happier.
Mentally and physically happier.
You know, a lot, yes.
You'll be less stressful.
And here's some more little affirmations that you can tell yourself. Breathe in, ground of my being. Breathe out, my life is rooted in you. Breathe in, deeper wisdom. Breathing out, my life unfolds from you. And then I have this one here. Breathe in, I have descended. Breathe out, into the riches, resources of my own inner life. I return home, breathe out, to the ground, to the grounding that centers within me. And I'm telling you what, as we start to get more centered and we start to learn forgiveness, you'll find that you're going to release a lot of different blockages within your life.
Oh.
I mean, like I was saying earlier, after I started learning to forgive myself and cut those cords and get my power back and levitate and keep going forward.
Because once you learn to forgive yourself, it makes it so much easier.
Yes.
To forgive other people.
Yes. And I wanted to share this other passage. It's out of a book, Imagine a Woman in Love with Herself. Embracing your wisdom and holiness. And this is another one of Patricia Lynn O'Reilly. Oh, my gosh. I just released Patricia Lynn. That is me. I'm Patricia Lynn.
That's awesome.
Boom. Heck yes. Heck yes. That is awesome. Uh-oh, so our live feed is reconnecting on Facebook, but okay. The heart of life. According to Eastern teachings, the fourth chakra is the heart center. It is connected to all capacity to love, to open, and to give. There is a acupuncture point located in the center of the heart and the sternum between the breath. Okay, so I want y'all, if you can do this, I want you to place, and if you're on our Facebook Live, I want you to take your fingertips. I want you to put those in between your breastplate, okay? Right when I did that, I automatically could feel an opening of happiness and joy. So you just got to feel it. You'll know when you hit it. Hand there. The powerful acupuncture point strengthens the blood and calms anxiety. The Chinese call it the sea of tranquility or the sea of blood. So this is what I want y'all to do. Can you imagine the sea of tranquility? How many of you suffer from anxiety or maybe some blood issues, like circulation? I'm telling you what, take your fingertips, and almost like you're going to make a heart, okay? So take them, cup them, put them in between there, and as you breathe, okay? And you're going to begin your day and end your day with this. And as you become more familiar with the movement, And on your meditation, breathe in, okay? Heart of light. Breathe out. To you, I am open. Breathe in. Strong is your pulse. Breathe out. Soothing is your touch. Breathe in. In you. Breathe out. I feel and flow and live. So that's what you're going to do. Just breathe in. But you can breathe in anything. Just pushing on those and just, I breathe in love. Just whatever. You love yourself. Whatever, whatever. So I love these little books of like different affirmations and stuff, because I end up finding as I get into certain situations where I would actually allow my mouth to override everything because it's ego and because I felt like I needed to be heard. My voice had to be heard. No, I've sat back and I've learned to listen and learn and observe. And I've learned that I can stop myself from future hurt. And future resentment that I'm going to maybe not like you. So see that I may step back from certain situations, from certain people. It's honestly, it's about me. And it's about me choosing to surround myself with people that have only good intentions for themselves and for others. And I also want to share something that has been on my heart and soul. We sit and claim we love everybody. Do you really? How many of my friends out there, and you're going to start to see that I'm not going to be around many of you. This whole racism, it's got to stop. It has to stop, people. It's breaking my heart. One of my guardian angels, I know, one of my mentor angels, I know who that is. I know it's Bob Marley. Y'all can think I'm crazy or whatever. That's why I ended up getting this. If you can see it on Facebook Live, one love. One love. One love, people. So stop it. Stop it. Are you going to hate somebody because of the color of their skin, folks? I tell you what, I've had some of the most finest individuals that have been there right there for me, and their skin's just a little bit darker than mine. And you know what? I love them. Families, my Latino families, my black families, my white families, it is all love here. So if I stop speaking to you, if I don't hang out around you, it's because I'm protecting myself from future resentment, from future me not liking you and maybe say something that I really didn't want to say. So we're going to stop this. Or you know what? God's getting mad. Nature's getting mad. Mother Earth, they're getting mad. Are you not seeing all the destruction and the storms and stuff going on?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Places that haven't had any kind of devastation in hundreds of years.
We're making them mad. We need to get with it, folks. I'm telling you. I know this is about forgiveness, but I'm telling you, this is also the whole, I don't like you. You're not from this country. That will be another show in itself.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you what, and I'm going to give you a little tidbit of it now. And none of us from here, unless you are a Native American, you are not from here. Okay? We were all brought here. My ancestors are Native American. And then my other ancestors are Scottish and all that. they came here to America. All right? I'm sure a lot of them had asked for forgiveness. This is all of our world. Not one of us owns it. So stop
playing it.
Stop it. Stop acting like you own it. It is all of ours.
Internet here.
Yeah, our internet, it's storming here. I mean, Pink and I were just talking about how each Wednesday, it's like stormy Wednesday up here. And
yeah.
It's okay. I mean, this is the day we're supposed to do this and stuff, so we're going to keep doing it.
Ain't no rain, no storm.
We're back. Ain't no rain, no storm. As long as my phone gets out to Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all going to hear us talking.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I don't know why I just opened. This is Eckhart Tolle, a new, it's Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And I feel like I need to read this. A person in the grip of ego, however, does not recognize suffering as suffering. What? What did I say earlier about a spiritual mind? When we have a spiritual mind, we're more receptive of forgiving. But somebody of ego does not recognize suffering is suffering. Wow. That explains a lot of my last relationship. But we'll look upon it as only appropriate response in any given situation. The ego in its blindness is incapable of seeing the suffering it inflicts on self and on others. Wow. Telling you what, if you're living in ego and you're all about like, hey, look at what I got and look at what you don't have, I'm going to tell you people, that hurts. You better, if you recognize it, you need to pick up the phone or text all the individuals that you have belittled or berated. Because I'm telling you what, those people are some darn good people. Unhappiness is an ego-created mental emotional disease that has reached, oh, wow. It just goes on and on and on. I swear, I absolutely love these books. It's just, wow. Oh, whoa. There was a page. I hadn't even opened this book yet. It was gifted to me. Talking about spirituality and religion, what is the role of the established religion? Okay, So pretty much it's just talking about, like, we're using different words these days, people. We're not going, oh, I'm religious, I'm Baptist, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim. We're just all of those that know that we are awakening and we're elevating to a higher vibration, if you will.
And it's for all religions. There are people out there that...
I'm good friends with Muslims.
Yeah.
Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Wiccans, you name it. I am friends with all of them. Beth Misty's husband just pulled up at
my chauffeur.
Her chauffeur today. She got a chauffeur. I got to drive myself to get my little grandson. My little grandson. I will have the grandbabies tomorrow. Yay. As my daughter-in-law, she has to actually go and have a procedure done. So, y'all, if you're listening or watching, keep my little bit in your prayers. She's had a lot of health issues and stuff with blood clots, and it just goes on. And, you know, she's been in our life since she was 10 years old. So I just want to lift her up and know that, you know, all will be well.
Thank y'all for watching.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody for watching and all. We got about 4 minutes left. But next week we're going to have Adrian Sober on. He is a local musician. And next week's show is going to be about manifestation. What is manifestation and what can you do to manifest yourself a good life, a good career, money. Like, what and how do we manifest? And it's going to probably be a little bit of everything. I try to, like, pick a topic for us to go with, and then from there we just kind of, like,
go wherever we go.
Wherever, you know, wherever wherever the woods take us, wherever the river, like the Buddhist, you know, the river is always a constant flowing thing,
and
just like life.
Whenever it wants.
And so that's life. Life is a constant flowing river, and it might branch to the right for a while, and then you're going to branch and keep flowing, or you're going to get on those ruts, like I tell people, get on those ruts. Like, hey. Well, guess what? Pick your butt up.
Going through the forest,
pick your butt up, walk it off, get back in that flow, whatever little, because I'm known to get off the beaten path a lot, but I eventually get back flowing, and once I get flowing, you better watch it, I'm unstoppable, they try to catch me, I might be 48 years young, but this girl can run sometimes. I can't keep, the 20-year-old can't keep up with me.
That's another story.
Shut your mouth. I'm a cougar.
It is. Not a lot.
It is what it is. So, Adam, how was your day today? Yes, I just threw you under the bus. Adam's in studio.
I was good.
So, how was... What is your take on forgiveness? Have you been able to let go of
that? Was something we didn't talk about.
What?
Men and women forgive differently.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I remember that, but I can't find it in my notes. So you, why don't you tell us? We got 2 minutes. Go.
Well, no, just that there is a big difference in women being forgiving and men forgiving.
It's because the ego.
Yes. It is a lot harder for men to forgive than women.
Yeah. And you want to know why that is? It's because men are taught to not embrace their feminine side. Their feelings. So they may want to forgive, or if they feel like they do, you know, it's like that. Where they're,
I guess why I forgive.
And then they smack. Yes. It's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable, people, and to forgive. But, yeah, men and women... They do, because, yeah, I've had that happen.
But there is a massive men's movement.
Ooh, we have 90
men
seconds.
To become more vulnerable.
Yeah.
They're in actually stepping out and saying, hey, I got fucking feelings too, excuse me. Sorry, Facebook.
Don't block us. Blog talk, it's okay.
But
we limit it, but
simple for men to forget.
It is, and for any and all of our men, okay, so we have 60 seconds. I hope everyone enjoyed our show. I hope you got something out of this. If you did not, I'm sorry, I did.
I did.
I love each one of you beautiful people. I love the souls and the energy that you're becoming. Just remember, don't give up on yourself.
If you're ever in, I hope they enjoy this. Stop by Patty's Peaceful Elements across the Maze Hardware.
And if you're not in LJ, bring your butt over here and see us. I love each and every one of you. You are worthy. You are healthy. You are love. You are light. And you're freaking amazing. And remember that. We love each and every one. Till next week. We're signing out. Much love.
Hey, babe.